Okay, again, we'll be looking at Matthew 14, 15, and Mark and Luke's account as well. We want to continue looking at the two miraculous feedings, one of well over 5,000 people, one well over 4,000 people. We saw last week that in both miracles, there, of course, arose an unexpected need. In both miracles, they were in a place that was not conducive to the need that had arisen. And we see in both cases they lacked the material means to meet the need that had arisen. We closed last week that the apostles proposed a solution to the problem at hand. And man always has a solution. Man always tries to come up with a solution. What we all need to realize is that we don't have the solution. The Lord does, and the Lord, of course, is the solution. But it is our nature, it is our tendency, when a need arises, to begin to immediately calculate. And nothing wrong with calculating, as long as you calculate properly. And the only way you can calculate properly is to include the Lord, and that changes your calculation completely and almost makes your calculation a waste of time. But we see that they did propose a solution. Their solution was, Lord, send them away. That was their solution. Christ then commanded the apostles to do something that they were not able to do. He said, first of all, they need not depart. That is, they need not to do what you think they do, need to do. What you think is the solution is not the solution, is what the Lord is saying when he says they need not depart. And then he said, give them to eat. Give them to eat. That was a command to do something that was absolutely impossible in their eyes. There was no way that they could give this multitude food. And we see their response to the command, give them to eat. Notice in Matthew 14, verse 17. Matthew 14, verse 17. And they, in verse 16, the last words are, give them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but five loaves and two fishes. Immediately, their response was to remind the Lord of what they had. This is what they focused upon. Their focus is not upon Christ. Their focus is upon how little they had. How often that is our focus. How often we focus on the material means rather than the Lord. So immediately they remind the Lord what they have, which was just another way of saying, Lord, we can't do that. In Mark chapter 6, we have Mark's account, Mark chapter 6, verse 37. He answered and said unto them, that is, in their response to their solution, he answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, so we see they've thought this thing out, and they had another possibility. Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread? And and give them to eat. So obviously they thought about that. Obviously they had done some calculating, and they figured that 200 days of wages of bread might be enough. But as you read John's account, we see that they said that even that wouldn't be sufficient. So this was their response again. Their response is, their focus is upon their lack of material means. In Luke chapter 9, we have Luke's account. Luke 9, verse 13, "But he said to them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And as they looked everywhere, and all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Except, in other words, we can get more, but we're going to have to go and buy meat for all this people." Again, their focus is upon the material means at hand. Their focus is upon some solutions that they had come up with, but even those solutions would not work. The next thing we see is Christ providing for this multitude. Oh, that God's people would learn that when God tells you to do something, whether you have the means or not, do it. God will provide the means. Don't try to figure it out because you can't. If God tells you to do something, no matter how unreasonable it may seem to you, you do it. You trust the Lord. We today, people want to have everything in line, everything in order. All the means have got to be there before they'll act. God doesn't work that way. All through the scriptures, God doesn't work that way. You take the step in faith, and then God provides. Most want God to provide, and then they will take the step. That's not faith. You take the step, and then God will provide. So we see what happens here is they bring what they have to Christ. They followed the Lord's instruction. They, in the feeding of over 5,000, they sat down in ranks. We read by hundreds and by fifties. And I believe the reason they did that was it would make it easier to distribute the food and to make sure that everyone would get something, that everyone would receive. But everything was done in orderly fashion. The Lord always works in orderly fashion. He always does. And that's emphasized throughout the scriptures. In both miracles, Christ took the material means that they had. And in both miracles, to save time, we're not going to read this. You can do that on your own. But in both miracles, Christ received what they had. He prayed. And he then distributed to the disciples and told the disciples to distribute to the multitudes. And again, all was done in an orderly fashion. In the feeding of the over 5,000, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record, and they did all eat. And they did all eat. Not only does it say, and they did all eat, and were filled. They did all eat and were filled. In other words, they not only ate, but they ate as much as they could. They ate as much as they wanted to eat. They all ate and were filled. And John wrote that they ate as much as they would. That is, as much as they would like, they could eat. "I'll take some more, please." And there was more. As much as they wanted. Now, you read commentaries and people say, well, what the Lord did here was he made them full quicker than they normally would be. I don't believe that at all. I believe the Lord just continued to multiply what they had. That's obvious from what was left over. Because what was left over was more than it began with. So it's very obvious that the Lord just simply multiplied their means. And God still does that today. You can look back on your life, most of us can look back at our life, and more money was going out than coming in. There were more bills than money coming in, and it worked. It worked. You can't explain it other than God multiplied the means. God still does that. He does that all the time, and every child of God should have to experience that, and every child of God should remember that once they have experienced it. Never, ever to forget it, but that's not going to happen, and it didn't happen in this miracle. We see shortly after the miracle, they had already forgotten what the Lord had so miraculously done. In the feeding of the over 4,000, both Matthew and Mark record, and they were filled. So in each miracle, each person took as much as they wanted. In each miracle, the paltry means that the apostles had were placed in the hands of Christ. And in the hands of Christ, it was sufficient to feed a multitude. In their own hands, it was 5 loaves and a few fishes. But in the hands of Christ, it was more than enough. The lesson being, don't focus on the means. You give whatever means you have to the Lord, and it's a lot more in His hands than it is in your hands. In your hands, you can do very, very little. But in His hands, there's no limit to what He can do. In both miracles, there was a leftover. In both miracles, our attention is drawn to what was left over after everything was eaten. We see in Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14, verse 20, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Mark, Luke, and John all record the same thing. Fragments, 12 baskets full. 12 apostles, 12 baskets. They each had a basket. They each had a basket. They each had a meal of their own. And then we see in Matthew chapter 15, the feeding of the over 4,000, verse 36. Again, in the feeding of the 5,000, it's always referred to as the fragments. But in the feeding of the over 4,000, in Matthew 15, 36, and He took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks, and break them, and gave to His disciples, and disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat. And that's how Mark records it too, in the feeding of the 4,000, the broken meat, which defines what is meant by the fragments. The broken meat that was left, 7 baskets. So a fragment is that which is broken away. It's not the garbage. It's not the garbage. It's that which, it's the unused. It's the unused portions. So they ate as much as they would, and they couldn't use it all. They couldn't possibly eat all that the Lord had provided. It did not matter how many thousands there was. It did not matter how little their resources were. There was enough for all, and then more. And then notice in later on in the book of Mark chapter 8, this of course would take place after both of these miracles. And notice that Jesus placed significance upon what was left over. In Mark chapter 8, verse 18, having eyes to see, having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember. He's rebuking his apostles. Do ye not remember when I break the five loaves among 5,000? How many basketfuls of fragments took ye up? He's calling their attention to what was left over. They say unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many basketful of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? That's a rebuke to all of us. How is it that ye do not understand? So he called our attention to what was left over. Not only in the miracle is our attention called to what's left over, but after both miracles were performed, Jesus would later call the apostles' attention, calling to their memory what was left over. In other words, there was more than enough. In both miracles, the remainder after the feast was greater than when the banquet began. The Lord still does that. The Lord gives you enough to pay everything off or whatever the need might be, and then many times there's the remainder is more than when than what you began with. You can't explain it other than the Lord. There was the most left when there was the least to begin with. Read the miracles, these two miracles. When they had the most, that's when they ended up with the less. And when they had the least, that's when they ended up with the most. Even new math can't work that out. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. So how foolish for you and I to get all caught up on the material means. When they began with 5 loaves, they ended with 12 basketfuls. When they began with 7 loaves, which is more than 5 loaves, they ended with 7 basketfuls, which is less than 12 basketfuls. And we see also there was less, when there was less visible means, there was most to be done. The Lord told them to do the most when they had the least. So don't limit God by thinking, well, God's not going to tell me to do this because I don't have the means that this person has. When they had the less means, they were commanded to do the most. And we see most was done when there was least to do it with. 5 loaves fed well over 5,000. 7 loaves fed over 4,000. But don't you see, most was done when there was least to do it with. The key to all of this is, no matter what you have, you give it to God and leave it with the Lord to do as He sees fit. Now, also, when there was most eaten, there was most left. I'm sure that the over 5,000 ate more than the over 4,000. And the 5,000 left more than the 4,000. You can't figure it out. This is God. This is the Lord providing the means, making provision. And all through the scriptures, we see God doing this. All through the scriptures, we have the illustration of the Lord's sufficiency. We have the illustration of the ability of Christ to more than provide for the needs of man. There is no need beyond His sufficiency. There is no need beyond the ability of God. Calculate all you want to. Figure it all out. But somewhere in those calculations, you've got to add Christ. And that changes everything. You see, the apostles did not do that. Again, you can get your calculator out, figure it all out, but unless you've got a "but God" button on there, I don't really much care about your figures. Don't leave God out of your calculations. Again, there's nothing wrong with calculating. We're not to be irresponsible. But don't forget what the Lord can do. And don't let your calculations stand in the way of doing what God tells you to do. Because if God tells you to do something, He will provide. And I assure you, you won't be able to figure out how He's going to provide. You can't figure it out. God knows. And just as we read there in John chapter 6, the Lord knew what He would do. And He still does. We don't, and we can't even pretend to know. But He knows, and He will provide for the needs of His people. But many times, most of the time, almost all the time, you have to take a step of faith and trust the Lord. And you'll see miracles in your life. We want to see the miracles first and then take the step. But that's not the way God works. You take the step and God will do the miraculous. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly